give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. This morning we're going to bless and dedicate our icon, and I thought I'd start by talking about icons just a little bit. When we look at an icon is not just a painting or a creative work of art. It's not just to look good. An icon is a prayer. It was painted in prayer. They're painted in layers, and each layer is a prayer. The iconographer paints it, and as you look at it, different layers of meaning come out, kind of like scripture. And every detail is specifically designed to be there. Nothing is an accident in an icon. Just like the scriptures, there's many layers of meaning that you can pull out of it. An icon is a window into another world. Sometimes the window is to heaven. You can tell if an icon is focusing on that world, but usually by the gold background in it. This one, Brother Claude has painted it with the colors of royalty, because we're looking at a scene in the past, an idealized scene, a parable. And so the gold is at the base there, because we're also dealing with people who are glorified. And so, you know, in the Eastern churches, Eastern Orthodox, when you come in on Sunday, you'll find often an iconostasis, which is a screen that will cover almost the whole of the front of the sanctuary so that you can hardly see what's going on inside. And each of these icons is one of these windows. They're prayers. And so when we go by the icon, it should remind us of some of the mysteries of God. The icon we have here today, it helps us to understand it when we hear the story of St. Edward. There are several good stories, and this one reflects one of them. The vestige that St. Edward is wearing is typical of that era. It's what you would see when you go to Westminster Abbey, of pictures of him. And you can see, you can always tell Christ in an icon. There's a certain language that is used among all iconographers. Christ has these three rays coming out of his head that no other saint will have: Father, Son, and Spirit. And there's a letter on it in Greek for each of the three persons of the Trinity. And then you see IC and XC on either side. That means Jesus Christ in Greek. And so over here it says St. Edward. And so we see Jesus giving St. Edward a ring. St. Edward's got a crown with three points: Father, Son, and Spirit. So you often see that on holy rulers. So as we look at the story of St. Edward, it's very interesting. There are several variants of it, but this is the one I like the best. St. Edward was going to church at the Church of St. John. And he got off his horse to go into church and was met by a beggar at the door, something that happens not infrequently at churches then as now. And the beggar said to the king, he said, "My lord, can you spare an alms for a poor beggar in the name of St. John?" Well, St. Edward had a fondness for St. John. And he was moved. He said, "I do not have any coins with me, but I will give you what I have." And he was moved to give him his ring, the king's ring, which is a big gift. And so the beggar took that. Many years later, a couple of English pilgrims in the Holy Land spent the night in someone's home, and an inn, I guess. And when they came out the next morning, they asked what the person's name was that they'd stayed with. And the person said to them, "I am St. John, and I have something that your king gave me many years ago. I'd like you to take this ring and give it to your king and tell him I remember, and I will come for him in 6 months," which is when he died. And of course, when the image in the icon does not show St. John giving the ring back to St. Edward, but Christ. Because whenever we do something for someone else unselfishly, it is always Christ. It is always Christ. I think I have an unofficial title I'd like to give this icon. I hope Brother Claude doesn't mind. What goes around comes around. Maybe Brother Claude won't like that. But I think, really, if we thought that the Lord is so generous with us, we would not hesitate to be generous with him. I see that at the end of time, Christ is waiting for us, hopefully with open arms, as his friends or people that wanted to be his friends. And he'll have something in his hands, I think. What will he have in his hands to give you? What will he give you? In this life, he often hands us a cross, doesn't he? His choicest blessings are a cross. But he hands us something else. He gives us in spades that which we gave to him. So what we give to God, whether it's time, treasure, or talent, our lives, will come back to us. All of it. Though not always the way we're expecting. Sometimes in this world, sometimes in the next. All of you who have been generous know what I'm talking about. If we really believe that, we would invest more wisely. We would offer more of ourselves. But instead, the human condition is such that we're always battling selfishness, self-centeredness, and self-interest. I remember once I attended to somebody who was dying, and they said to me, "You know, I thought I had many friends, but it turned out we were all using each other. My friends were my friends because they had something I wanted, and I gave them something they wanted. And now I'm dying, and there's no one for me." Remember that statement. And our Lord calls us to be generous. Saint Edward is also receiving a scroll over his left, over his, whatever shoulder it is. And it's the Gospel of St. John. And so our Lord not only gives him his ring back, but gives him the Gospel. And the Gospel of St. John, the scroll of St. John, is also associated with St. Edward. So we get more than we bargain for. Our Lord waits to be generous with us. Where do we find the material with which to be generous? Our lives, I think, have several arenas in which we live almost all of our lives, and they're very ordinary. You know, our families, the people we work with, the people we go to school with, the people we run into during the week, our church family. And you know, that's about it. So when I am, throughout the day, God calls us first in one way, then in another, a hidden way, all kinds of ways to be generous with the people around us. You know, I think this is a wonderful image for St. Edward's. Aside from that wonderful story and everything, I think this parish is known for being very generous in a number of ways. What with the two dinners we have, Thanksgiving and Christmas, the bears and balls, the coat rack. We're helping at the food pantry, St. Vincent de Paul, we bring food. I know I'm leaving some things out. Interfaith hospitality and a bunch of other things, you know. And when you contribute here in sacrificial giving, not everyone can do those things, but we're all participating. We all are doing those things for God. Sometimes our offering to God is not a ring, but an ear to listen. Sometimes it is just being kind to somebody. And I think our Lord is most pleased with the little acts of kindness that we forget all about, but which God will remind us of at the end. We will be surprised at what the Lord will hand us on the last day. Hopefully, it will be filled with good things that we have given him. And so we remember that our Lord tells us, he tells us to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and God what is God's. You know, we don't have a choice about what we give to Caesar, do we? If we don't give Caesar his due, we're liable to get a fine or maybe go to prison. But God, however, is voluntary. It is in our self-interest to be generous with God in our lives because he, in turn, will be especially generous with us in return. We are at this time going to bless our icon. And so as we pray together, my brothers and sisters, as we begin to celebrate this rite in praise of God on the occasion of the unveiling of this beautiful icon of St. Edward for public veneration, we must be properly disposed and have a clear appreciation of the meaning of this celebration. Christ and St. Edward will be our special benefactors. They will remember how they love us, are near to us, intercede ceaselessly for us, and are joined in a marvelous communion. Now I invite you to extend your hands with me as we pray the prayer of blessing. Could I borrow one of the servers for me? Thank you. Lord, we bless you because you alone are holy, and because in your compassion for sinners, you sent into the world your Son, Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of holiness. He sent the Spirit to sustain his newborn church, a voice that teaches us the secrets of holiness, a breeze that strengthens and refreshes, a fire that sears our hearts in love, the seed of God that yields a harvest of grace. Today we praise you for the gift of the Spirit bestowed on St. Edward, in whose honor we dedicate this icon today. May we follow in the footsteps of the Lord, keeping before us the example of St. Edward and growing to a maturity measured not by nature, but by the fullness of Christ. May we proclaim his gospel by word and deed, and shouldering our crosses daily, expend ourselves for others in your service. Help us to hurry to carry out our earthly duties and to be filled with the Spirit of Christ, keeping our eyes fixed on the glories of heaven, where you, Father, receive those who will reign with you and your Son forever and ever. Amen.